What's up, everyone? My name is Researcher Jove, and welcome to another episode of SCP Reveal. Today we're going to be looking at SCP-3209, which is known as Boredom Butterflies. Though the little creatures may be beautiful to look at, one can find themselves getting dazed and confused if looking for too long. With that being said, let's jump right in. Item number SCP-3209. Object class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. Personnel interacting with populations of SCP-3209 are to wear liquid crystal active shutter glasses operating at or above 60 Hz. Wild specimens of SCP-3209 are to be captured and relocated to an on-site location. Monasteries keeping SCP-3209 populations are to be closely monitored for specimens escaping into the wild. Description. SCP-3209 is an anomalous species of butterfly, which preys upon interest. An SCP-3209 specimen feeds by perching on the nose of its target and rapidly fluttering its eyes, rapidly fluttering its wings in front of their eyes. Affected animals become lethargic and unmotivated, eventually dying from starvation. Sapient beings exhibit a more complex set of symptoms, however, when being exposed. The primary effect is a permanent loss of interest in a hobby or topic. Examples of interest lost include card games, poetry, scientific films, and golf. Frequent exposure to SCP-3209 causes chronic anedonia and apathy. As most symptoms of exposure are nearly indistinguishable from laziness, attempts to locate wild populations of the butterfly have primarily focused on tracking down reports of rainbowed winged butterflies. In severe cases, individuals continually exposed to SCP-3209 may be identified among patients in psychiatric care facilities. Such patients typically have no prior history of behavioral incidents, living on the outside of cities, and are hospitalized following suicidal attempts which failed due to their lack of motivation. Addendum 3209-1. Field reports of Agent Barlow. The Ethics Committee has indefinitely postponed actions against monasteries in and around Nepal, an unknown number of which may be maintaining populations of the boredom butterflies in secret. Internal discussions center around the testimonies of Field Agent Aaron Bartel, who was assigned to identify and investigate monasteries involved. These are his journal entries below. February 11th, 2018. I might have a lead. An ex-monk in Patui with severely disabling apathy. Can't even get out of bed, they say. Probably a straightforward case of depression, but his nickname caught my eye. Apparently the locals call him the Butterfly Man. February 15th, 2018. Met the Butterfly Man. Real name, Rajiv Sakaya. Couldn't get a statement from him, as he had no interest in holding a conversation. As far as I can tell, he has no interest in anything. Borderline vegetative. I did obtain the name of his former monastery from one of the neighbors taking care of him, however. Tergar Gompa, located in a valley a few kilometers from here. Hoping this doesn't turn out to be another one of a dead end. I haven't seen my family in what, 4-5 months? February 17th, 2018. Tergar Gompa is a beautiful place. It's surrounded by Persian silk trees, some of them studded with pink flowers. The monastery itself is an arrangement of pale stone buildings around a courtyard. The buildings are connected by colonial paintings of rich hues, mostly red and gold. At a guess, I'd say the place is 3 or 4 centuries old. And here I was, about to take a desk job. February 18th, 2018. The monks weren't thrilled about my liquid crystal glasses. Cameras are banned here as well. Not sure if it's due to religious beliefs or more practical concerns. They spent a few minutes looking over the glasses before returning them. Conveniently, they didn't bother to inspect my books, though, which contain a small arsenal of surveillance equipment. I don't think that they were feign ignorance about the glasses. If they're not using active shuttering, how are they protecting themselves against the butterflies? February 19th, 2018. Blindfolds. I've only caught a glimpse of a few blindfolded monks, but I'm sure of it. Somehow, they're doing all the work caring for these butterflies by sound and touch alone. The caretakers might not even know what they're dealing with. I've been watching out for any of the monks that have been behaving unusual, but nothing so far. Whatever SCP-3209 is being used for, it must be pretty limited. There might only be a handful of monks aware of its effects at all. February 20th, 2018. The first sighting of the boredom butterflies. Not hard to find, as they're kept in a small glass roofed conservatory built against the southern wall. Small population from what I could see. Maybe 3 or 4 dozen at best. I hid some cameras in a few nearby bushes to keep an eye on things. The next morning, 4 men in blindfolds visited the conservatory. I want it on record that I have never been wrong about anything, ever. February 21st, 2018. I fit in fairly well around here. I guess working for the Foundation has given me plenty of practice at the whole taking yourself out of the equation thing. Emotional distancing, constant self-analysis, ego starvation, you get it. Difference is, though, at the end of the job, I get to go home and be me again. Hard to imagine living like this all the time. February 23rd, 2018. Inadvertently exposed myself to one of the butterflies. Woke up, opened my eyes, and the little butterfly was perched right on my nose. It shimmered its wings. The shimmer of its wings got to me before I could get away, though. When I regained focus, it was gone. Must have zipped right on out of there as soon as it was full on whatever it took from me. From now on, though, I'll wear my glasses to bed. I need to figure out how it got into my room. Maybe the monks suspected something. Maybe they put one of them in there with me. Maybe I'm after any excuse to frame myself for the mistake. I keep getting distracted trying to figure out what it took from me, reviewing all of my hobbies. These are a few of my favorite things. What am I missing? What don't I care about anymore? February 24th, 2018. Just noticed the carpets in the prayer hall. They're full of butterflies. Every single pattern, every border design. The monks here meditate on their knees with their heads bowed. The whole time, they're staring at butterflies. I've been looking at this all wrong. Forest for the trees? I haven't seen any out-of-place behavior because this whole place is about SCP-3209. They're all in on it. February 26, 2018. I was right. Late last night, the butterflies were transferred in a box from the conservatory to the prayer hall. All the monks gathered inside the hall. No guests were allowed. My cameras couldn't get a clear visual due to poor lighting. There was only a dim, flickering glow cast by floating candles in a frosted glass. Audio came through just fine, though. Each monk recited a different phrase over and over. Longing for my childhood home. World politics. The cuteness of dogs. Show tunes for getting stuck in my head. It was like a confessional. The ritual lasted roughly half an hour, and when it was over, they returned the butterflies to the conservatory and then went to bed. February 28, 2018. I've been thinking a lot these past few days, reflecting. Everything about this place encourages it. the windows at the ends of the corridor, the neatly trimmed grass in the courtyard, the flickering of the candles. There's a kind of stillness here that gets inside of you. I tend to think of myself as an impartial observer. The Foundation concerns itself with facts, and facts do not depend on perspectives. I'm starting to wonder whether that was naive. Maybe I knew the facts, I knew the facts of the monastery life here perfectly well, but until 2 days ago, I failed to grasp their impact. Facts. Monasteries like this one strive for three mental states. Amoha, non-delusion. Advesa, non-hatred. And Aloba, non-attachment. Emotional ties to worldly matters are considered poisonous. Impact. Is it only because of my cultural bias that SCP-3209 appears harmful? Where does the line between apathy and Odoa, non-delusion, and non-attachment? Is Raja Skiva a victim, or has he approached enlightenment? My instinct is to recommend capture of all cultivated populations of the butterflies, and administer amnestics to everyone involved. It would be simpler, cleaner, but it would also be an inexcusable mistake. The population are already contained. They pose no threat to civilians. We have no justification to destroy centuries of tradition and history that has developed here in the monasteries. If we erased every part of human culture that was capable of harm, would there be anything left? March 5th, 2018. Just got home today. I'm still adjusting to how much warmer it is here. My son was so excited to have me back. He's been making all these little finger paintings. I don't care about them, though. I didn't care about anything he said or anything he did. I was always overjoyed to see him after a long trip, no matter how hard I tried. I just can't find that feeling anymore. My son is only 4 years old, and I've lost interest in him. That's what SCP-3209 took from me. My interest in my own son. I stand by my previous statements. And this ends the journal logs and the document. This one was a pretty interesting one, I thought. But it would suck to, you know, come home after a long trip to see your child and then not even have any care for them or acknowledge them at all. Well, I guess that's it. But thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.